Okay, Rabbi, Hashem. So let's hear about your Purim. That was a good question. That Shaya, let's see if you remember. Yoshia?
Hoshea.
Yeah. Closer.
Okay, sure.
Moshe, you have something you want to share with us? Purim?
It was a very nice Purim, and there were different moments that I really felt very connected. I don't know if I got to, if I lost my mind enough. In other words, I was, even at the Suda, I didn't quite kind of cross that line. But I don't know, I get nervous about going too far. But it was a very nice Divrei Torah, and I certainly felt inspired.
Mm-hmm. Jim, you want to share something? Some of your thoughts or something that you inspired about?
Nothing comes to mind in a second. I didn't really think about it. The nace, the whole idea of the nace and the shkocha pratis, it's still very. One of the things that I was omit on this Purim was this in lo avad im avadati avadati. This idea of Esther, of Queen Esther, really, either way. No matter what happens, either she's going to be usher to Mordechai, or she's going to die. I mean, and that was it. That was her mesiras nefesh. Like, that's it. Okay, and that's why she didn't want to. That's why she didn't want to in the first place. You know, Mordechai said, "Come on, this is the reason you're here." Yeah, but I mean, that's it. Ima vadati avadati. One or the other. I'm done. Either I lose you, or I lose my life. That's what you want from me. That level of mesiras nefesh. I don't know. I mean, it's very, very powerful to think in those terms. Mm-hmm. She's giving up her husband. So, I don't know. It's still hard for me to get my mind around that. Mm-hmm. It's a huge. Not many people are. I guess she must have felt that the imminent. They must have felt the mamish imminent nature that if they didn't, if she didn't do anything, that would be it. They must have felt that.
I mean, it was very open that was going to be, the decree of the king.
In terms of destroying the Jews,
right? Right.
Yeah, I mean, you could say the same thing about Iran, and once they get the nuclear bomb, they're going to destroy the Yidden. I mean, I'm just saying it's not the same. Like, we don't really believe it. You don't really believe it. We may say it, but no one really believes it. I mean, they mamish must have. I believed it. Like, it must have been much more imminent. Like, the Arabs say we're going to destroy the Jews. I mean, it's like a shtuyot. It's like the whole thing is ridiculous. But it's mamish. For them, it was mamish real. It's like, I don't know. It's a whole different way to look at things.
Shalom. We were discussing about forums, different inspirations that we got, Shabbos. Rabbi Shea, you want to share something with us? Yes.
Well, it was my first Purim here in Eretz Yisrael, so it was special in that way. Never had ever experienced anything quite so all involving back in Chutz Laaretz. I mean, it's what we live. Some people would do Purim, other people, not do it so much. But here it was very, your money. You walked outside. I mean, it was all over the place. It was remarkable in that way.
It's very interesting. You know, if I say that the Purim is not connected in any way, especially with Eretz Yisrael, but also the same thing that a different Purim here.
Definitely. I think because also, in the Futsarets, you're living amongst Goyim, even if you're in a large Jewish community, you're still intermingled a lot. I'm only guessing, but maybe just the whole, you know, spirit of it all, and maybe people's inhibitions of not wanting to, you know, look weird and strange in the eyes of others. I don't know fully exactly, but I just was very, moved by it all here. It was really a dramatic experience. You know, we spent some time with the Lichtensteins, had a great time. I guess one of the main central theme in my head was the concept of the mass. I just sensed that everything that Hashem does, He does behind the mask. I mean, except for very rare events like Yom Suf. But the whole creation is a mask, in a sense, and then He hides Himself behind everything. And just to keep that in mind, really, Purim is not so much different than everyday life. But to keep that in mind, that when we do anything, when we breathe, when we walk, when we talk, you know, Hashem is there working out miracles. We don't oftentimes see it because He decided to hide Himself, you know, behind this thing called the creation.
Very interesting to it. What do you say, Rambo?
So I heard. I found the highlight to be the Suda. I had a good preparation in both some of the own stuff that I prepared and a couple of shiurim I heard beforehand. And so just giving it over and talking it over with at the Suda with my sons, and he had some friends over, some bachrim, was really nice.
Be able to be mekayim at Lo Yonah?
I dafka took a drink and then a nap early in the day. So I was mekayim the Ramaz according to my real Shita. And then later on, yes. I was Mahadran. But I don't know.
That was like you. I drank and drank and drank. I never fell asleep. And I never felt that I really lost my. And yet I was like, I can't keep drinking. I drank as much as I could drink. If I drank any more, it was going to explode. I drank so much. So I think next year I have to go to sleep. There's no other way to do it. I have to take a nap. Because otherwise, it's just.
I mean, it could be that if you drink to your capacity, so the time could be gone.
Yeah. And then the next couple of days, I didn't feel that well. I had a stuffy nose, and I had a sore throat, and I never really had a headache. It just wore my whole immune system down.
You have a machshava you want to share with us,
Well, about drinking and the hangovers.
No, I meant something like, a Purim, a machshava about the Megillah or from the day.
I heard a very interesting thing about what Moshe just mentioned, that through drinking, it's something that helps with simcha, and simcha is a connection. And a hangover is the opposite of that. The hangover is we feel blechi after if you drink too much. It's because of the separation. You had that kirva, you had that closeness to Hashem, now it's going away. And you get a hangover because of that. It's like sort of being punished. Or not punished, but whatever. Sound that interesting.
What about on the story of Purim itself? Do you have any one of your things that you prepared, one of your machshavas?
Oh, okay, now I have to remember it. I think I had more questions than answers. And we came up with a good shot for one of them. Okay, I have to remember what it is. But there was definitely two things that we dwelt on. Okay. I'll have to regurgitate. Think of it. I'm not going to come to right now.
Okay, but if you think of it, so you know.
Okay, it will come, right? It's coming out of the cobweb. Go wait. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. And Baruch Hashem, which I'm very happy, is the oil of Tata. I got into the, you know, into the Purim, and you know, I probably can assume it's part of the inspiration, you know, to get in to it as much as that you did, was maybe because of the preparations that we did, you know, the week before, talking about it, and the things and pressure. You know, it's an accomplishment, you should know. Sometimes, you know, I have connections with different people, different circles, relatively speaking, it sounds like, you know, I'm here, like you, you know, got into it, for Hashem, you know, more than other. Wonderful. Wonderful thing. It's a very big investment that we put in, you know, for financially and time-wise. Mainly time-wise, it's like, you know, like a 24-hour period of time, you know, not just like sit down for an hour. It's like the night before, right, and the whole day Purim, and you spend many hours on it. So it's an investment of money and time and effort. You put effort into it also. Effort. And just the day itself, the mitzvah of the day itself, is a very big accomplishment. You know, the different mitzvah hayoyim, the suda, the shlachmanes, and the megillah. You know, all these different things. It's an accomplishment of an end in itself. But besides that, if I say, if we have an investment, it's a big investment. So if we could die, while Purim is a little bit still fresh, to sit down for a few minutes, you know, be koveya zman, and try to think of something special that you took out. Like you mentioned something with Moshe, you know, this thing with some chizik, with a big chizik that you're able to take out from the Purim. The initial reaction when you try doing that is usually the mind is blank, but you know, you spend time thinking about it, and if you don't think of anything, so then try a second time, a third time, try to crystallize some special chizik that you walked away from, you know, you end up, you don't think of anything, don't get depressed over it. Which is supposed to bring simcha, shouldn't make it depressed. Like sometimes a person will say, oh, look, I didn't walk away with anything. As I say, that if we walked away just with the kiyum of the mitzvahs, well, the mitzvahs, that itself is an accomplishment. You know, the suda, the shlachmanes, and, you know, listening to the megillah, all these are mitzvahs that it's an end in itself, and it's a tremendous accomplishment. But if you're able to walk away also, it's some kind of a chizik, some kind of a machshava, so then you're reaping dividends, no more dividends, like from the investment of the day. We're talking about crystallizing thoughts that you might have had from on Purim, you know, different machshavas of chizik and, you know, in being inspired in, you know, different ways, and being chizik in different hashkafas, you know, different aspects of the Avodas Hashem that you feel, you know, inspired on Purim. You have something you want to share with us, Abosher? Some Purim? Some machshava that you have?
Don't drink too much. Nothing that people don't already know.
That word there?
Nothing new.
Okay, Rabbi, so we're just saying now that it's Kedai to convey a few minutes, you know, and to try to think of maybe something special, Kinesh, special idea, special Mashallah. that you're able to get, you know. Okay, Rabbi Shai, also, I would like to mention to the Olam that the avoda of Simcha that we spoke so much about before Purim, right? The avoda sapnimius of appreciating the bracha that Hashem gives us, and the avoda sachitzen, meaning with singing, dancing, I guess the Olam is a little, you know, tired of drinking alcohol, but you have a week, rest already. But, you know, a little bit alcohol maybe just to pick up your spirit. Davening Sukkah de Zimra and Berachas Krishna with a special coil, which is lovely. We mentioned, also we mentioned that I don't remember if you mentioned this thing, and also a very important tool for Simcha is an interesting knetch. The sur meira of feeling bad really is the tool for Simcha, meaning that very often during the course of the day we have little things that hurt us, you know, sometimes it's remark that one of your neighbors can make, or somebody in shul, or sometimes it's a b'nai bias, somebody in the household, or chavrusa, whatever. Sometimes in the course of the day, a business associate, or something that we have these unpleasant remarks that come our way and you know, put us down. Now, these remarks take away our symptoms. So if we have a way of overcoming these things, even though it's not really a thing that brings on simcha, but because it takes away things that take away our simcha, so we consider it also, you know, being a simcha, right? So, I mean, the most important tool to deal with these unpleasant trees, we should call them, is the story that I'm sure that you all know about, but it's, you know, it's very hard to avoid the b'shas ma'aser to implement it and to remember it. That is that every single thing that happens to us is min ha-shamayim, right? Everything is ha-shamayim. And there's nobody, as the Chovas Avavis says, nobody has any power to give us any akmas nevesh or any tsar or any harm whatsoever, zero. And if anything happens to us, it's only because of Hashgacha min ha-shamayim. It's only because of Ribono Shel Olam. And number one, number two, it's for the utmost of our benefit, the biggest hatava that can happen to us. So two things: somebody makes a remark to us, and it causes us achmas nefesh. So we have the presence of mind to remember that it's not from the person, it's not from the chavrusa, it's only from Hashem, and it's a benefit. It's a benefit that's tachas hatoyv. It's like, you know, try to picture that Hakadosh Baruch Hu just gave us, you know, $500 bill, $1,000 bill. You know, a matana. If we're able to just remember that, Rabbi Shai, those two things, then it's from Hashem. Hashem is giving us a gift. So this is the tool in the toolbox to neutralize any type of agmas nefesh etzar that we can get from somebody. Of course, you know, like I say, it's a very, you know, I'm sure it's no chiddush anybody here, you know, both these two things, that everything's min ha-shamayim and everything's a toiv, except, you know, it's difficult, b'shas ma'aser, it's difficult to avoid the b'shas ma'aser, to remember to do it and to, you know, what's the right word? Like the overcast, in other words, the tsar keeps, you know, eating away at us, and to be able to cover over the tsar, you know, with to snuff it out, just with the realization, it's from Hashem, this person didn't say it, it's only from Kodesh Baruch Hu, and it's only the Toiv, and it's only a Chesed. So sometimes the sting of the Agmas Nefesh is, you know, too strong to, you know, even though we know Bahashkofa that 100% right from Hashem, and we're willing to sign a dotted line, no question about it, that we believe it with our hearts, that it's from Hashem, but still, like a wrestling match, you know, that the sting keeps going back, and we try to overpower it, you know, like snuff it out, you know, like the fire, you put a blanket over it, you know, what do you call that, you know, to stop, snuff out the fire. When I talk about this, you know, it says, first, you know, be accomplished yourself, and then try to shed light to others. So when I say this to you, everybody say, I don't want it to be any genevis dad. It's not coming from a person that's accomplished in this field. But I feel I should share it with you anyway, even though Chazal say kshot atzmacha. I don't feel that I'm accomplished in this area. I can honestly say, you know, I'm a kayim kshot atzmacha v'akach acherim. But we all together want to grow and all want to strike. So look at it, we're all in the same boat, and we're all trying to work on it. And I'm not trying to give the olam musa on it, you know, that or rebuke. We all have the same, you know, the same problem, the avoda and ani b'neichem, and we have to be mechazik ourselves, you know, with this thing.
If it's possible to answer something, you're talking about when someone does something to you, but what springs to mind myself is also when something difficult happens between Bein Adam and Makom. When something difficult happens, to keep that, there's a sting as well, like to keep the to say that this is the best situation.
The only thing is that sometimes when you get the sting of a remark, you know, from people, that's, you know, common. But in this, you're right. It really is not limited to that. The main thing is that it's an unpleasant experience, which takes away our simcha. So it can very well be, you know, from somebody, or it can very well be, you know, from something that happens. Right. You're right, 100%. I just, it's a good point that I was making the focus on getting the sting from a person, but the main thing is the sting that doesn't have to be, you know, from a person. Right.
Can I ask the question to the Rav as well on this one? To me, this is like one of the most important points of my attempt to serve Hashem properly, is bridging the gap between my knowledge of this has got to be right versus my insides feeling, even though I know that it's the right thing and it's good and it's a gift, I don't feel that way. And yet, I'm wondering whether the Rabbi has any comment about women in general, and whether women in general, like our wives, I can only look at my wife, she's the only woman I know, and I see in her a tremendous ability to breach that gap much more easily so than I. And does the Rav have any experience with this fact that maybe women in general are better at this, and if so, why and how?
If you allow, you know, it's like a little bit of a deviation, you know, from the. It's a good subject, you know, to be discussed, but it's a little bit of a deviation. Okay, Rabbi Sai, let's just go back to the track. We were talking about continua of simcha, and you said one of the tools of simcha is to be able to deal with these experiences, because they take away from the simcha and a way to try to neutralize these experiences to this hashkafa. Okay, Rabbi Isai, the minor uvda for the week is that we're trying to crystallize Purim and of course to continue our simcha that we have. The main uvda that I wanted to speak about tonight is something extremely very important area in the Avodas Hashem, and that it's something that almost is not discussed, talked about. And there are a number of issues or areas that we speak about in our Vod here, in our Chabura, that I tell you that probably outside the Vod, you probably wouldn't hear people speaking about it, despite sometimes it's very something very important. So what I'd like to speak about tonight, Bez Hashem, Rabbi Isai, is we mentioned that one of the ways of coming to Simcha is to talking about counting our blessings, and now tonight I want to speak about one of those areas, Rabbi Isai. B'chesroinan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us with certain shortcomings. When I say shortcomings, I don't mean spiritual or personality. I mean that Hashem created us with a need that in order to make our bodies work, right, they have to work, our bodies, they need nourishment. And in other words, in order to be productive, needs strength and needs health. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have made that the strength and health comes like from an auto car, from a car. You pull up into a gas station, and you tell the attendant, fill her up, George. He takes the pipe and he sticks it into the car, fills it up with the gasoline, the fuel. So Hashem could have made us human beings basically like that. It could be doesn't have to be a pipe. Could have been like a vitamin, a multivitamin. You just swallow the pill and get all your minerals and vitamins and all your carbohydrates and whatever you need from this pill. Just swallow the pill. It's like gasoline for the car. But Hashem made us that to get these vitamins and minerals and all the nourishment that we need, that He made a panorama of all kinds of foods that provide us with the nourishment, tomatoes and cucumbers and carrots and celery, and pepper, green pepper and red pepper, and then all kinds of fruits, the apples and oranges and grapes and peaches and pears. And then you have the protein. You have meat and you have fish and chicken, and you have cheeses, you have milk. Baruch Hashem made us with a chisaron that we must have the nourishment, and He made that this nourishment should come from all these beautiful, rich foods, right? That are beautiful in the color and the smell and the texture and the taste. That's how we get this nourishment that Hashem, made us must have. We have a body that needs nourishment, and He made that the nourishment should come from all these, the whole world, the variety of different foods that provide us with the nourishment. Right? We're saying, not talking about typhus. I think we're talking about just normal vitamin C. You get from orange, right? Apples and pears and all the different foods that we have that provide us with the nourishment, and each one of them is something special. The way it looks, the way it tastes, the appearance, the texture, right? So now the goyim, Hamdil, they make like a big deal over food. The whole concept of the restaurants and the hotels, and going to a very fancy restaurant, you're eating the same orange, but it's a way that comes and writes it down on the paper, yes sir, what would you like to have? And whether they call up a cut orange is called some French name, who knows what, it's a fancy French name, but it's a cut up orange, you know. So, like, they make mamash in avodah zarah over food. Now, according to Derech HaTorah, we're just the opposite. We make smallest deal. We don't, you know, you sit down and eat a meal, so you can have a, you know, you save me learning Mishnah Brewer while eating, you know, you're not even, you know, making the smallest deal about you know, what you're eating. It's just the opposite. But on the other hand, we do believe in making a big deal, but not the big deal that the Goyim make, like Avodah Zarah over food, but the big deal that Derech HaTorah is to not appreciate what you're eating. We make a big deal of appreciating the orange, appreciating the apple, you know, seeing what it is, the color and the smell and the texture, and not only that, but the vitamin, you know, supplies that you get from it. So it's interesting. The Goyim have a big deal. That's what is there. We belittle that, but we hope from making a big deal. The Derech HaTorah is to appreciate the matnas elokim that Hashem has given us. How do we know that's important? Because, like the brachas that the Chazal were mitaken, the bracha rishona, bracha achrona, the Chazal understood that it is the Ratzon Hashem that we should be conscious of this. Conscientious of what we eat. The bracha is only a siman, it's only a sign that we're supposed to think about what we're eating. You know, of course you have the physical thing of making the bracha rishona, bracha achrona, but the main point is not the bracha. The main point is that coming with the bracha, you're supposed to think of baruch atah Hashem, even if you have a little tiny piece of cucumber, this big, you have to make the bracha on it. Borei Priho Adomo. You have to, you know, think about the cucumber and make the bracha and appreciate it. The shear is for bracha achrona, but a bracha rishona, even a little tiny piece, you have to make a bracha rishona. And the message of it, Hashem wants you to think about it and to appreciate it. It's not just, make the bracha mama and throw it down the throat. It's a lesson in appreciation, the bracha rishona and bracha achrona. So the Baruch Hashem wants us to appreciate everything that we eat, you know, to understand that it's a matana, and to understand what the gift is. When we eat a meal, let's say even, you know, breakfast, so that's the simplest meal. So you make a cheshbon of what you just ate. So you have, sometimes you have vegetables, you know, like you say, you know, you can have green peppers and tomatoes, you can have an egg and with salt, and you have bread. Put margarine on your bread or butter on the bread, and you can have a cup of coffee. In the coffee you have milk, and you have sugar, and you might have a piece of cheese, and you have a cheese danish. Every item of which it's a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every item, and it is definitely a Ratzon Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we should take note of what we eat, the bracha, you know, the blessings of Hashem has bestowed upon us by giving us these different foods, and that we should thank Hashem for these different things, and we should have them in mind, and that it's an integral part of the Avodas Hashem, Rabbi Zayd. It's a very important part of the Avodas Hashem. This avoda. You know, I say again, you probably will never hear about this outside this table over here that we're speaking about it. And even though it's so important, so basic, you see again from the Brachot that it's a priority, that Hashem wants us to do it. So I say the Ugdol HaMaisa, I want us to be very quickly. Now, the Ugdol HaMaisa is every meal that we eat. At the end of the meal, before we make the bracha achrona, make an itemized list of all the things, like I just did now. Try to think of all the, you know, in your mind. It's a very beautiful activity to do with the family also, you know, but let's think of all the things that we just ate now. And you make the bracha achrona, so let's have in mind all these different things. Right? To know that it's a big ikir, and what is Hashem, this thing that we're doing now. Thank you. days are clear and we say Hashem should always provide us with a lot of things that we can count, and we say the Berachas Hashem. We're living with a period of time now that Hashem is giving us a lot of bracha. Some of these things. It wasn't so long here in Eretz Israel that they hardly had any fruits or vegetables, and now Berachas Hashem, you know, like it's. And even then, you had to thank Hashem. But the closer came now, we say, okay, we say, everybody.